guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Nollywood Ramblers. This week we discussed the film It Blooms in June, which is an Amazon release, and a good time was had this week, as opposed to last week where we were crying for our lives. We actually had fun this week. Timestamps are in the description in the show notes as usual, so if you want to skip through all the bits that to you might not be the most interesting thing and go straight into the episode, feel free to do that. Other than that, enjoy. And yeah.
What's up with you? How's the packing going? Have you
Oh,
finished?
I mean, I've basically packed away everything clothing wise that I'm not going to wear until when I'm like I need to like get on a plane. So there's that progress.
Okay.
And what else have I done?
How about actually boxing up stuff that's
Oh yeah, I've boxed up stuff like that's going some stuff. I haven't boxed up everything. There's still a lot of stuff I need to box up that needs to get shipped that I haven't done yet because there's stuff I still need to buy. But I think I would if I had to like give myself a number, I'd say I'm maybe like 50% done.
I mean,
No, I keep
worst
me
case
laughing at myself.
scenario, you would, because
I'll look
I,
into my father's house.
worst case scenario, you know, me, yeah, I pride myself in working under pressure. So I tend to leave things to last minute. Most times, it's okay, but a lot of times it's terrible. Like, see now, watching this movie, for example, I had all the time
Yeah.
for the movie. Let me just tell you, yeah, I was busy
I
this
watched it
week.
yesterday.
I was busy this week, but I had time
Yeah.
to watch it. Like, I could have been watching it whilst doing something,
Doing
but I
other
was listening
things.
to podcasts, listening to other books. I was like, don't worry,
Wait, don't.
I still have time to watch it. And then let me tell you what happened, right? Because I started watching it, I think, on Wednesday, but I felt like
Yes, because I
it was
remember
too
when you
early.
said I'm still
Yeah.
seeing.
Yeah, I felt like it was too early. I was like, Wednesday, I'm recording this on Saturday. Like, I want to save all my reaction. I don't want to forget anything.
Yeah.
Let me wait till Friday. Friday now came, and I was thinking that because I felt, honestly, I don't know if it is that the movie was long to me, but I just felt like I've gotten to half, only for me to open my Prime, like
Your
an
friend.
hour to hour recording. And I still had an hour and 40 something minutes. I was like, wait, what?
The movie was over 2 hours long. What
I
do you
had
mean you
no
thought
clue.
you were
In
halfway?
my mind, I thought I was like in the middle. I was like,
Didn't you see my tweet when I started watching it yesterday that was like another 2 hour? Even people knocking with 2 hour long movies because genuinely, like, why is everything 2 hours long? Okay, swing me.
I think it's a criteria. Maybe Prime is like, if it's less than
Please.
2 hours, we don't want, because I'm not understanding. I was just looking at the time. I was like, Jesus, what's going on here? Anyway, Sha, so I mean, sometimes it works out in my favor, sometimes
Yeah.
just,
It is disastrous.
I mean, if
Oh no, I think
you
I'm currently running the fine line between leaving everything to the last minute and it working out for me and trying to start ahead of time so that I don't run mad in the long
didn't,
run. One of the two will work. We'll find
because
our way around.
the thing about me is I don't like being out of things to do and just twiddling my thumbs. Like, I'd rather like just
Exactly.
be under pressure. Like, I don't like, I'll now have packed everything and I'll be wait just be looking and waiting for the day to move. Nah, that doesn't work for me. I'd rather still be packing on the
That's part of why low
day.
key there are things that have not been done. Because I'm thinking, okay, if I can do everything now,
Exactly. Then
I've
what
done
should I be doing
everything.
for the next few weeks? I'll just be looking. Nah. Yeah,
There's a
I
whole
get
month
you.
left. What am I doing for the remaining months? Just
Yeah, I
chilling,
get
looking
you.
at the breeze. No,
Take your
no.
time. But at the same time, you don't want to take your time too much so you don't start forgetting things and then
Do
being
you
under pressure.
understand?
It's, I don't know, it's
That's when I'm not.
dicey. It's quite
Yeah,
dicey.
it's a balancing act to be sure.
Yeah.
I just
Yeah.
need to find a way to balance the act.
Right. Oh.
I finally watched Where the Heck Is My Period, though.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you, how was
Because
it?
I'm a torturous. I cried my eyes out. See, I don't like myself. I'm very confident. Because you know, I said if I watch it, I'll cry. From the start to the end.
So what was it
There was
like?
at every given, It was really interesting watching people go who are going through similar, because obviously no one who has PCOS has the exact same experience. We all have very different bodies. It enters and reacts to our bodies very differently. But it was very interesting, and in a weird way, comforting listening to other people who have the exact same issue that you have talk about their experience and how, you know, it's affected their lives. Because a lot of the stuff that you get told by doctors, by relatives, it's the same across the board. So just it's one of those things that's kind of comforting when you have it to be like, okay, cool, so it's not just me. You know? But then at the same time, I'm grateful that it exists because it's one of those things where you can show it to other people and be like, yeah, this is my life. Like, because when you want to explain to someone, oh, I have PCOS, they're like, what's that? Because no one actually really knows what the hell it is. And then you're like, oh, you know, it's a hormonal disease, da, 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 and then you start getting to it. But then, like, there's only so much you can explain for someone who's like, okay, you sound like you're making excuses. So, like, for someone to actually see it, and thankfully, they have like medical professionals who were also like part of the thing and were like giving the scientific backing information side, yada, yada, yada. All the things that my brain doesn't really know to assimilate. They've told me these things before, but all right, cool. So, it was interesting in that regard.
I think the ignorance or the lack of information on PCOS is a lot. It's just so vague to me because
And it's everywhere.
I remember the first time I didn't even know it was PCOS. The first time I realized that not every girl had like regular periods. It was crazy to me
Yeah.
because I remember I think I had a friend that was like telling me how like it was in uni, and she said, "Oh, I only get my
Yeah.
period like twice in a year or three times a year." I was like, "Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not
Oh, yeah.
normal."
It's
And
not, but here's the thing. When we have them, they're hella painful. So you know what happens. When he decides to skip, you're just thinking, oh, cool, God is giving me a month off. All right, moving on.
no, because like when she said that, I was like, in my mind, I was like she said it like, oh, like I don't have to go through this 12 times a year. Like, oh, it just happens 2 times a year. And she said it like, oh, like she was happy about it. And in my mind, I was just like, babes, I
Oh,
don't
dude,
do
let me
that
tell
to
you
me.
why she's happy.
And I
She's
don't
happy
think she
about.
knew. I don't think she knew
No,
that
you
it
don't find
was
out until you do like
PCOS. Yeah.
certain
So that like,
invasive tests.
yeah,
You won't find out.
that's what I'm trying to say. Like the lack of information is so. It's a lot. I hope right
It's
now she
horrible.
knows that it's that she knows what it is,
That,
and
yeah.
I'm not going to be the one to
Because like,
diagnose
if
her,
you
but
go to a
like,
doctor and you say, I think I have PCOS, they are not going to check. You have to force them to do the tests. Because sometimes what they'll do is they'll be like, all right, cool. They'll then check your hormone levels. And if your hormone levels are not at aggressive levels of confused, they will dismiss it. They'll do like a tummy ultrasound. A tummy ultrasound is the worst thing you can do because you'll never see anything. And then they'll tell you, oh no, everything looks fine. Everything looks okay. You don't have it. Go. And then you go. Like X number of months. You come back again and you're like, hey, still having the exact same problem. Do you want to check again? Before they will do the actual test that they need to do to find out, they will run more pregnancy tests on you than the actual test they need to do to find out whether or not you
You
have it.
know what
It's
is so
actually insane.
funny? The way I don't know if it's a Nigerian thing, but the way Nigerians always default to pregnancy tests is hilarious. Like it is so funny to me how like you just go to the clinic as a woman, just say, oh, I have headache. First thing is pregnancy
And
test.
they will randomly run a pregnancy test. You know what I found very interesting, and I'm not going to name uni names, but I remember the first time I went to the clinic in school for malaria or something, or typhoid or something. I can't remember what it was. And like, I went, they took the blood test, urine sample, yada, yada, yada. They're like, okay, we'll run tests and we'll give you results. So they run tests, and I get my results, right? And I remember I sent a picture of it to my uncle because I was trying to understand what it was I had because they hadn't said anything to me. They just gave me some medication that told me to leave. And my uncle goes, oh, you have malaria. And then he goes, wait, why they ran a pregnancy test? I'm like, they ran a what? So
Normal, even in my school too. I remember one
I was like,
time, and this is, I don't even know if this is funny or sad, but I remember one time there was this girl on 100 level that I think so. Gosh, I don't know if I should say this. So she was, I think she was dating somebody in 300 level at the time. And
The fresh out of the restaurant was good to him, clearly.
whoa, so she came back. They went, you know how like they go for
Yeah,
weekends
let's
and
go for the
stuff.
weekend. Came back.
So a few weeks after they came back from weekend, because in my school, I'm sure like from last episode, like people know this clarity, but let me not say names.
Expose yourself.
So I think if I remember correctly, I think you could only take a pass like once a month. So
Yeah, it's once a month because it was the same in my school as well.
So but I know that when I got to like final year, I think it was like twice a month or something like that. But
I don't
anyway,
even know how
sure.
often it was. I just know I barely ever went anywhere because I was too lazy to be writing all those stupid stories.
You know, so she had gone out with her boyfriend, and then like a few weeks after, I think she was feeling sick and she was in 100 level. And she
Ah.
just went to the clinic as per like, I'm having a headache or whatever. Unknown to her that they're going to perform pregnancy tests. Oh, that's how the babe found out she was pregnant too. 100
Eve.
level. Like, that's how she found out.
That's the worst way to
I
find out
say,
right there.
hey, Wele. And know how they're
I
going
would
to
be
tell your
crying. Well,
parents
after parents.
straight. You're not even going to
Oh, by
call
the
you
grace of
and
God.
straight, like you don't even have time to recalibrate and re-strategize.
Form a
Straight up.
story for the story that your parents
And
will.
trust me, that comes with like, I think, I don't know, but I think it comes with like suspension or something.
No, I think it's expulsion. Nothing.
Well, me, I don't know. It was so bizarre, is the word. I
I
don't
remember the
know.
penalty for it is insane because I remember thinking the girl gets the penalty and nothing happens to the boy, and I was just like, that's madness.
I mean, the boy doesn't have anything growing in him.
It takes two to tango. I'm sorry. If
I
he has to
mean,
leave school, why are you still there?
obviously it's a very weird punishment because nobody will be denied education
At least suspend him. Or
just
do you
because they are growing
understand?
a life. But I mean, regardless, it's
I mean,
just
this brings me
weird.
back to my thing of like, if you weren't admitting 14, 15-year-olds in 100 level, you wouldn't really have these things wouldn't be sort of as big an issue in terms of like monitoring and making sure that people aren't getting into situations. Because if you were admitting full-grown adults.
Honestly, it doesn't even matter. Like, that is none of your business. Like, as an institution, as a
I
school,
mean,
as a university, why is it your
yes, it's none of your
business if
business,
somebody
but
gets pregnant in the first place? Like,
it shouldn't be your
what?
business. But if you think about it based on Nigerian standards, people
Exactly,
are
it's a
sending
Nigerian
their
thing.
actual children,
Yeah, it's
children.
children,
Because if you think about it,
exactly.
if this child
No.
was still in your house, this child is
Wakore,
14
people
or
are
15 or
getting
whatever.
pregnant in Unilag and like okay, so the problem is, let me tell you what the problem is. It's private universities. It's not necessarily Nigerian standards. It's private
Yeah,
universities
no, nothing to
because
do with public universities.
private universities, glorified secondary schools, it's like you're going to boarding house. So
You are literally going to boarding
that's
house. I
it.
didn't have to go to
And
boarding school. I went to a private uni.
that is the vibe, and that is why. But honestly, like if you're in university, that's a higher institution. Nobody should really be monitoring your.
You know, and that's why I never really left
Womp.
school because I was like, I don't understand why I need to write a letter and call somebody so that you will let me leave school for a weekend because I want to leave school for a weekend. Like,
Yeah, it
first of
doesn't
all,
make
I'm way
sense.
too old for this nonsense.
Doesn't make
Second of
sense.
all, my mother does not care. So why are you stressing me? In fact, she's
Doesn't
annoyed
make
that you're making
sense.
me call her to talk about this.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, it doesn't make
But
sense.
I think that's why I say that thing about the younger people, because I feel like part of the reason why they did that one especially was because people who were like in their mid early teens were in uni and they know that parents who have their children, they are expecting them to stay in school. And if they leave and they come and find out, because there was this, I think was it Easter or mid-semester, I can't remember. And this girl in 100 level left school with her boyfriend to go for was Giddy Fest or something in Lagos. And so her parents were staying in school for some exam or something like that. Her parents were thinking, Omolomo is in school by herself over Easter, and they lived in Ibadan.
And they
So they
came to
said,
visit
let
her.
them come and say hello.
Surprise.
Oh, they're on my hotel.
There was one. Oh
So
my
they called.
God. Okay, finish. Let me tell you one I just remembered. Oh my
They
God.
now called her roommate to be like, where's your roommate? Because obviously they checked the book where everybody signs up when they are going. And my dad and he wrote going home because said she was going home.
Oh, error.
So they call her roommate and they're like,
Paro.
where's your because the thing is her phone was off to make it worse.
Hey.
So they couldn't even get a hold of her. Oh yeah, where's your roommate? I don't know. That's how the parents stayed in school. This ended up staying at guest house for the 3 4 days that he was gone for.
Hell.
And I guess her roommate spoke to her in between and told her. When she came back, she met her mom in her room. I remember dying laughing because I'm like, why? Oh, why? When you know you have
That's
parents that can
crazy.
pull shit like that, will you decide to leave school?
That's crazy. I remember one, what I was going to say was this one, this girl left school and she came back. Her mother was waiting in the reception, beat her. Like, you know, where they use cane to beat up. If everybody was like,
Abba.
I say, what kind of embarrassment? Embarrassment is this?
Would run
Terrible, man. Terrible. Terrible. Anyway.
what do you mean?
Anyway, so I had a very minor rant. Skinny Girl in Transit. We're
Let's
here
hear it.
again.
Yeah, still watching this show. I thought you said you gave up.
I told you that I have a problem already. I have to see it to the end. There's only
You
a
do. You really
few
do.
shows or a few things that I just give up completely, and it has to be extremely bad. Skinning to Girl in Transit is bad, yeah, but it's not extremely bad. It hasn't got to that point. But you see, I said maybe I'm the only one that's feeling this way, so I went to the comment section, and I felt very
It's
justified.
everybody.
It's not everybody. Like, some people are still delulu and still think it's good. I pray for them,
Hey, did you tend to be the
but
Cthulhu?
but like, I was happy. I was pleasantly surprised to see that, you know, I'm not the only one that's
Not
feeling this
pleasantly
way.
surprised.
Because tell me why we're watching an episode for 25 minutes and nothing happened. Like nothing happened.
What do you mean nothing happened?
I can't tell you what
No. Give me
happened.
my money
Like, I
back.
just can't tell you what
Give me
happened.
my money back. I'll be angry.
I just can't tell you what happened. Like, there's nothing that happened. It's just people moving. They're just moving on the screen. They're just moving.
Oh,
I don't
God.
even know if they spoke because I don't understand. I like, I don't even like all the episodes just merge into everything. Like, the last episode that came out, not this week's one, because this week's one, I've not even watched it. I feel like I'm just going to wait till they finish everything and I'll just watch everything because my brain is not understanding what's going on anymore. Anyway, I'm just trying, it's a very tiny rant. I don't want to go too deep into it, but Ndani, please, season finale, please just stop. Thank you and God bless.
So this isn't a rant, this is more a question. So I said this is at work and everybody telling me I was mad. If you wanted to talk about this Saturday or Sunday, if you want to talk about Monday and you're talking to somebody, how would you phrase what Monday is? Like, yeah, you don't want to say Monday itself.
Today is Saturday. That's next tomorrow
I thought I was a mad woman.
now. What?
So we're talking in the office and I can't remember what it was.
Or
They asked
maybe
me about something
the day after
about a shoot.
tomorrow. Or the day after tomorrow.
Well, sure, whatever. But then I was like, oh yeah, he has a shoot next tomorrow. And my colleague goes, tomorrow? I'm like, no, next tomorrow. He's like, when? I'm like, on Thursday. He's like, I have never heard that in my entire life. Everybody looked at me like I'm mad. I was like,
How about the day after
are y'all
tomorrow? Do
like,
they know what that is?
what the day after tomorrow is,
Okay.
I guess. But like, I was like, how is next? And he's English. So he was like, I have never heard a single living soul say that in my life. I was like, well, you're speaking your own language wrong because next tomorrow makes perfect sense. I'm sorry. Thank you for making me feel justified. Jerome, man.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I know I'm a mad woman, but why are you making me feel like one?
Oh my goodness. Oh God, that's so funny. That's so funny.
Moving so quickly along. This week's Nolly Baby updates. Casa de Novia is out. It has my fine boy from Small Talk in it. I am scared to watch it. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but that's all I have to say about that.
because of who directed it, Abim.
A combination of that and like even the poster is not inspiring me to want to watch it. Like every time I look at it, I'm like, what in
This,
God's name is
you
this?
know, sometimes when you sent me that cassette, didn't know, like you said, this is the guy from Small Talk. I just said, because I looked at the picture, I looked at the image, I was like, I mean,
And the
okay.
thing is, I'm intrigued because Antil does very experimental stuff when they make films. And like, given that the only other ghost film that exists in Hollywood is The Ghost and the Tout, I'm curious. But like, that poster is not inspiring me to want to delve into. Also,
Not
I do not know. Like it's one of those things where the cast is very much, it looks very unknown based on what they put on the poster. Like the only reason I know that guy is because I've watched Small Talk. So I'm
yeah,
just like,
unfortunately.
I mean, maybe I'll give you a chance, but not right now.
I mean, I saw the poster and I was not intrigued for any reason, even though like they had so many things going on in that poster and nothing going on at the same time. It was just a lot of dull colors. And
Yeah,
a
that's what
lot
it
of
was. The colors were all
words.
very muted.
A lot of words.
Yeah,
But
it was very busy.
we're watching it next week. I wanted to ask you,
Yeah.
what are your expectations?
Well, I'm watching it next week.
It's coming out this like on Friday, right? And we're watching it next week. And we're reviewing it next week.
Oh, yeah.
Why
I
did you send it to me then?
Sensitive. Sensitive for sensitives. Guys,
Well,
tell me I'm finding out from my watch next week, by the way.
yeah,
I guess
I
we're
want
watching
to know
it.
what your expectations are
I am
because
going in with zero expectations.
I was trying to like,
Because
no, I was just trying to like see what you think the movie would be and if you wanted to go ahead with it. Because she
I'm
sent it to me
fine watching it.
twice or three times, I think. You sent it to me when, like,
Because it first came out, yeah. So this I sent to you because I saw the guy from Small Talk. I was like, oh, look, he's in another film. So I don't mind watching it. It's one of those things where I have zero expectations. I have decided that that's the way to approach the situation, going with a very, very empty head. I'm hoping it will be funny at least. And I'm interested to see how they use, because I know this film had like a lot of green screen, and Hill is famous for like building a lot of their own sets. So I'm interested to see how the green screen is used in this and what the set design looks like. Because one of my favorite films so far is that they've done is House of Secrets, and I love the set design on that a lot. So I'm sure they were able to achieve with this one. But in terms of like plots, character, all of that one, I'm not thinking about it too deeply. When we get there, we'll see what we find.
I don't have any expectations at all. Like, I didn't even read anything on that poster. I promise you, I had no idea it was even a ghost movie until you said it. Because I literally just want to go there and be like, oh, okay. Like I said, I enter Nollywood
Cool,
movies
cool,
with no expectations. Even the name of the movie, sometimes I don't even read it. Then I was thinking that one is Hotel La Bamba, be Hotel La Lamba, be Lamborghini, whatever. I didn't
I
even know what
mean,
the name of the
to be
movie was.
fair,
I just
I
came
still don't fully know what the
through.
name of that movie is. And I finally watched it. I told you, right? I watched it finally.
No,
Yeah,
Kode,
I
why
watched
did
it.
you like it?
Because I was bored. I didn't hate it. It wasn't the best thing I've ever seen in my life, but it was a movie jar.
You didn't hate
I didn't hate it. But I think I didn't hate it because I had watched Small Talk before that. So
it.
it was all in the same vein.
Oh, the same thing. Oh,
I
that's
was just like,
crazy.
all right, cool. Yeah, because literally it's they go to the hotel, the guy's girlfriend dies, they lock the hotel down on some Agatha
Murder
Christie type
mystery.
who done it. Yeah, murder mystery, but
Wait,
apparently it's supposed to be comedic.
was it supposed to be like, remember that murder mystery that Adam Sandler did with Jennifer Aniston on the boat?
Yes, I remember, and yeah, yes, I remember that mystery very well. If this was supposed to
Yes.
be anything like that, they failed.
Okay. Because that's
I
what,
don't
like,
think it
when you
was
said
supposed to be
that,
that. I'm
that was
hoping
what
to God
came
it
to
was
my
not supposed to be
mind.
that.
That was what came to my
I mean,
mind.
I think it was like they locked down the hotel. It was a thing that I watched. I don't. I can tell you, people who were in it, there was a whole scam situation going on the side. The person that actually killed the person, it was an accident. It was just, I was like, okay,
No.
what's this?
Yeah, but would you say
Again, I just
it
was small
was
talk.
better?
It was
Would you say it was better than A Weekend to Remember, but A Weekend to Forget, or A Weekend
A
That
Weekend to
Time?
Forget. No, A Weekend to Forget is actually better.
Okay. I'm definitely not watching that movie.
And A Weekend to Forget is not the best thing on planet Earth.
Yeah, of course.
But it genuinely was better than this. And I think it's because A Weekend to Forget was a lot more controlled. There were a lot less people. Granted, it was like they had maybe like what, two, three locations in this one, but it was like it was very it was just very chaotic.
It's so funny to me how, like, you literally are doing everything on one location or two locations, and you still find a way
I
to
don't
mix it
even mind that.
up. Like, no, like, you
It's
still find a
just,
way to make it not interesting.
oh yeah. Like it's just, it was what I watched. I also watched that Different Strokes thing, the one with Jamaica.
Oh, why are you doing this
Guys,
to
last week,
yourself?
really, I had time. I
In
had play time
one
and nothing to
week.
do, and I was bored. And apparently, I was out here just watching that
Did
Different
I
Strokes
tell
thing.
you?
No.
Did I tell you I had a
I told you now, it
dream?
was very African magic.
Yeah, you told me, and then I had
Yes,
a
you told
dream
me you had
about
a dream about it. I
it. Do you know why I had a dream
Like
about
it
it?
was
You know why I had a dream about it? Because when you
what?
sent me that text, I woke up, I saw it, and I went back to sleep. So it
Okay.
seeped into
Then it
my
was lucky to be
subconscious.
my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was very much it just gave African magic vibes. Like it was an African magic
Yeah.
film. Like I could have seen that on African magic and been like, okay.
Yeah.
Because like the whole storyline, the oh you don't know what's like,
Oh,
it was like a group of friends and they all have
I
their
heard that
different
in that movie, Safi Bello was Jamaica's mom.
Yes, she was,
Oh my
and Kiki
gosh.
was his sister.
And what?
Kiki was his sister.
Kiki was in that movie. Did I see her in the
Yes, so she
poster?
was there. She's not in the poster, that's the thing. Even Shafi isn't on the poster. It's just so it's only the couples on the poster.
It's so weird to me how Nollywood is casting these days. It's really
Yeah.
weird. I don't know
Shafi's his
if
mom,
it's
Kiki
a.
is his sister. I was just like, oh, okay, this
I
is what
don't
we're
know if.
doing.
Do you think, and like, obviously I'm not in any way involved in anything that has to do with Nollywood actually making movies. But do you think it's
Yeah.
possible that these actors are requesting for roles? Because how else would that happen? Like,
I mean, I don't think so. I would assume that there's an audition process, but I would also assume that when writers write a script sometimes, or like when the producer and director sit down and they're going through the script, that sometimes they have people in mind for certain parts. I mean,
true.
you would reach out and then you would discuss it with them, but
You're thinking of an ideal
I'm going based off
situation.
my knowledge.
Exactly. Let's think about this
Yeah.
in a Nollywood situation. Do you think Jamaica is auditioning for anything, first of all?
Probably not. I mean, he's Jamaican. I mean, but no,
Exactly.
well, I mean, I guess it depends on who's producing it. Because for King of Boys, Shola Chidobale auditioned.
Was
Everyone
because she
auditioned.
hadn't come, but like, when Chola Chidobale did King of Boys, first of all, I think I
Yeah.
read somewhere that Kemi actually wanted her to play that role. Like,
Yeah,
Kemi
she
wrote
wanted
that
her
role.
to do it.
But exactly.
Yeah.
So whether or not she auditioned, she already had that role, first of all. Secondly,
Yeah, true.
Chola Chidobale hadn't acted in a very long
Properly in
time.
a while, yeah. The last thing we had
Once
all seen
again,
him was
so
when he
that
passed.
makes sense. But I don't think Jamaica is coming to audition being like, okay, so my name is Jamaica and I'll be auditioning for the role of Nah. I doubt
I mean, I don't
it.
think that certain people have to audition like that,
I
but
doubt it. I doubt it. Like, what's our
I'm going to
ambition?
live in my happy world and say that people still audition for roles. Thank you very
Sorry, I'm going
much.
to burst your bubble because you're going back to
Please don't.
Nollywood in like 2 months. Let me tell you the reality. I'd create a script and said, I want to play the baby boy. That is what I
Oh
want. Give
God.
me that role now. And then they were like, oh, we already cast Shafi as the mom. Well, I don't care. I look young.
No, you don't, sir. But anyway, yeah, so Kiki was his
Oh
sister, Shafi
God.
was his mother, and then
No.
it's like a group of four friends
Oh my
and
God.
each of their marriages and how each marriage has its own challenges and it's, I guess, different strokes for different folks. And then see, the whole thing is very wanting one fish, two fish, blue fish, green fish. I was just like, okay. And I finished it. I don't know how I finished it.
You tried one. You tried.
I really did. Like the things that I watched last week.
When I finally watch it,
That
I'll
sounds
let
good
you
to watch.
know. Because there will be a time I'll watch it. See, the thing about me is I may not watch it
Yeah.
now, but watch it. And I know that about myself. So when I finally watch it, I'll let you know. It's okay.
Oh, I
So.
did also watch the what's it called? The other side of love, the wrong side of love.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
see what you meant. It gave
About.
very much enemies to lovers, morally gray. It
Oh, yeah.
was nice, plenty pay. I
Yeah.
have other comments, but I remember telling Alex that I would text her and let her know when I've watched it. So I will be doing that off pod
Yeah.
because obviously we're not reviewing it. But it was interesting. It was a nice watch. I enjoyed it.
It was a nice watch, and I was happy to see that lots of people actually enjoyed it. The thing about it for me is
Yeah.
the dialogue and the connection, and just the way the script was written, it didn't feel
Yeah.
forced, it didn't feel rushed. It felt very
Exactly.
smooth. It was I like I
Yeah.
enjoyed watching them fall in love, and I was happy, like that was what I thought
Exactly.
about it. And then I was happy to see like I was validated, and
It
I
felt like I
wasn't.
was watching one of my romance novels.
Yes, exactly. It felt like
Literally.
I said it was Harley Quinn and silhouettes when I said it.
Yeah.
Like it was giving very much like Harley Quinn, and minus all the sex that they used to do in Harley Quinn, but
Yeah.
just like two people falling in love. Like it was cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. Enemies to lovers, morally gray man. But the Hausa, my God. So the Hausa wasn't the worst thing on planet Earth, but it was one of those things where it was like you could tell that none of these people actually speak it as a language on a regular basis. So the pronunciation of all the words was like they were trying their hardest to make sure they pronounced it right. And like, bless you for that. But
Yeah. No, like as a
sentences
non-outside
are being said in the
person.
proper tense rather than the way you would say it.
Yeah, as a non-outside speaking person, I didn't notice, but yeah,
Yeah.
valid. Your feelings are valid.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, so I guess that's a Nolly Baby update. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that's everything I want. Like, I can't remember watching anything else. That was pretty much the bulk of my adventure through watching all the things known to
Oh
mankind.
my God. So let me do a
Oh,
little
what?
bit of tiny rant again.
Hey.
I was listening to
Yeah.
NFC and somebody said Omoni Obodi is releasing nice movies. Please, why would you tell me to go and watch any movie that I tried watching like three and I kept stopping? I was like, okay, maybe not this one. Another, maybe not this one. Another, maybe. Oh.
See, I can't remember who said it, but I remember I heard it and I ignored it. And you apparently chose not to do that.
You know
That
why?
is your
Because I was
problem.
like, okay, you know what? Let me take a recommendation and then see if I can find a good movie for YouTube Nollywood
Let's
recommendations
see.
this week.
Yeah.
Oh no. I was just like I felt like, and also Uche Jumbo is doing movies on Nollywood on YouTube too.
Oh,
Can
Mercy
we
Johnson is
stop?
also doing movies
No, Mercy
on
Johnson
YouTube,
has
my
been
dear. I
doing.
found that out.
Oh, Mercy Johnson has been
Well, the
doing,
one that
oh.
I saw yesterday was
Mercy Johnson has been doing.
it was a film.
I'm not even mad at Mercy Johnson because we already know the kind of movie she likes to do. Maybe the dirty girl, the different strokes. I'm not surprised. I'm also surprised with Uche Jumbo, like the type of movie she's doing. I'm just surprised that she's actually making movies at all. Like, can.
Why?
Why? Just act. Like, not everybody must be a movie maker, producer, director, whatever. Like,
Well, I mean,
just
I guess they all want
act.
to try their hand at it because you make more money when
I
it's your
tried, oh my
film.
God,
Maybe, I don't know.
I tried watching one that she did, and I blame Ruth Kadri for it because with Kadri, women supporting women. She now posted it. Oh, why would you do that, ma'am? Why?
Because she's supporting her sister.
So if you want to support your sister, tell her the truth. Say that, my sister, this movie is not good. Please stop. Let me advise you. Because see,
Ah,
Ruth
God.
Kadri. No, Ruth Kadri is doing good stories. I watched one recently. I don't want to recommend it because I was feeling some type of way about watching movie. But movie was good though. But Ruth Kadri, please don't be recommended. I trusted you and then you disappointed me. Because when I said
I
watching
mean,
that,
well,
Uche Jumbo did movie something about America. I've come to America. Everything for the first 20 minutes of the movie, it was what's her name, Chioma Chukwuka or Chioma Akpotha, saying, "I am now
yeah.
in America." That's all, that's the whole dialogue she was saying. I'm in America. I'm in America. I'm in America. That's the only dialogue. That's the only thing. All her scripts was copy and paste. Like anytime they just put her name, you just paste. I'm in America. Paste. I mean, like she didn't have any other lines. First 15 minutes of the film, and I was just like, "What is going on here?" That is Uche Jumbo's film.
Oh.
So basically,
Okay.
I'm looking forward to avoid Uche Jumbo TV. Basically, so
Want to know, my God.
no, it was terrible. It was terrible. I tried my best because I was like, okay, maybe because okay, the name of the movie is I Don Japa. And see the cover art.
Immediately, no.
Just see what I'm talking about. Why?
Don't worry. I've seen it.
I saw this and I still decided to watch it. Just to tell you that, I tried my best. Anyway, so
The name concept. Moving swiftly along to the poll for the week
yes,
because
please. Let's enter that. Wait, so Chojuba has 20 movies though,
that
so she didn't just start this.
it's no. Do not go down the rabbit hole. Focus, please.
Eh?
Which numbers matter for God.
Wow.
Ladies and
Hey,
gentlemen, we have
wow.
lost my dear darling partner in crime to the land of YouTube Nollywood. We will
I'm
be
just
back after
surprised
these
though.
short messages.
I'm just surprised because I never experienced it. I thought you just
So
started.
please keep this for later.
Okay. So the poll, please, let's move on swiftly before we the poll for
Before you
last
go down
week.
the rabbit hole again.
Of course. The movie we reviewed last week was Small Talk. The skit that never ended.
By the way, the name that I
Oh.
texted you when I saw it, the name for the movie, loved it. For the episode, rather.
Yeah. They should have just stopped talking, like, and I'm not just saying the driver, like the whole script should have just stopped
They should have just not
from
started talking.
the beginning. So I actually forgot to finish my poll. So what happened? Let me report myself now. When I was uploading the episode, I was in the poll, but I was very tired. So I just did 1 star, 2 star. And then I was like, you know what, when I'm like,
You
because
did
I
that on
scheduled
purpose.
it. No, it wasn't on purpose. Because I scheduled it. So I was like, okay, when I have like before it
Time.
comes out, I'll go back and edit the poll. And I just forgot. So yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. So
That's fine.
the majority of the votes gave it 2 stars. I guess we can just move on from that because there's really nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Like I should have even
I
said
mean,
no star.
on in the land of X, I'll be Twitter, whatever you just call it, speak your poison. I did Who Sent You People? I like skit makers, so it's car like well, emoji. Absolutely not doing it and just here to laugh. And most people just said just were there to laugh at our pain. Which honestly fair, very valid.
I don't
Because
think
if we could
that's
not send them,
fair.
carry you to go and watch the film.
I don't think
I
that's
think it's
fair.
fair. Because who sent us?
I don't think that's fair.
What do you think would be fair?
Some remorse,
Call who?
compassion for our suffering.
I mean, just be suffering. Oh my God, let me, sorry, speaking of just disrespectful behavior. So obviously I was on just of Twitter and someone goes that we need to adapt Purple Hibiscus into a film. Now, I agree with this, as we know, but that's not the point. Let me tell you who the fan cast in this film. They said Genevieve should play Kambili. The main character from Japan, because I can't, Jide Kene, I think is his name, should play Daja. That Father Amadi should be Daniel Etim.
This is my problem with Nigerians.
And Bimbo Manuel, wait, now I'm not done. Bimbo Manuel should play, should, oh no, it can either be Daniel Etim or Bimbo Manuel. And then Papa should be, oh no, Bimbo Manuel should play Papa. And then Peter Edoche should play their grandfather. Then Choma should play Auntie Ifeoma. All I could think was,
How can
please,
you
why?
say Bimbo
Why?
Manuel
Why do you?
or Daniel Etim? Like, those are two completely different generations, first of all.
Oh no,
Two
they want Bimbo
completely.
Manuel to play Papa.
Oh.
But even then,
I mean, considering how they did Half of a Yellow Sun into a movie, I didn't really feel that movie justified the book, to
please,
be honest.
let's not discuss Half of a Yellow Sun. It needs to be
So,
reshot.
I can't really say that I'm advocating for them to do purple hibiscus into a book, into a movie. I'm not really a fan
To
of
be
turning
fair,
books into movies.
oh, I love that. But only if it's done right. And I think it can be
Because
done right.
exactly, that's
That
my thing,
joke would
because
not be right.
it's almost never done right. Like, no, so for me, yeah, old books, like for example, I think they're going to do a movie for Pride and Prejudice. Now, I'll watch that.
Do you know how many Pride and Prejudice movies they've made?
Is it Pride and Prejudice? No. There's another one that they're going to do a movie for. I can't remember what it is, but it's a
Sense
book
and
that.
Sensibility, Jane. Anything that was
No.
written by what's her name,
No, there's a
they
book
made it into a
that.
movie.
There's a book that. I don't think it's Pride and Prejudice then. There's a book that I have been struggling to read. It's one of these old-timey books that. Oh my God, I've just been struggling to read that book. Not because I just don't have the attention span to finish it. That's a
Yeah.
book that I would like to see turn into a movie. If I remember the name of the book, I'll let you know. Also, what other book? I was thinking of one just now and I've forgotten. But I just feel like books being turned into movies. Especially because for me, like, I'm more of a reader than I'm a movie watcher, or I was more of a reader. Right
Yeah.
now, I'm becoming more of a movie watcher because, like, if it's not on Audible for free, I'll most likely never read it. Honestly, like, I already subscribed to Audible. I'm not buying a book for $8. I'm sorry.
Is the for
I'm
free?
sorry. Yeah, like, if it's not. Like, obviously, it's not free because I'm paying for Audible, but I'm not going to buy a book
Yeah.
again on the Audible I'm paying for. Like, I can already get it. Like, I'm sorry. So,
That's no quote.
I can't even believe I just said that on the podcast, but yeah,
You did though.
it's my
You're still
reality.
yourself.
I'm sorry.
Red door.
And
I
yeah, because Audible is like $12 though. It's not cheap.
know how much
Please.
it is.
So if it's not free, like if I'm not getting it as an Audible release, or if Audible doesn't make it accessible to me as a subscriber, then sorry. That's the end.
Yeah.
And you know what else I used to
Yeah,
do? If it's a book I really, really want to read, I'll do
yeah.
there's this text to speech app. I'll just find the PDF if I can find the PDF, and then I'll just post. Honestly, doing text to speech apps for PDF books is so ghetto. I'm so sorry. It's the ghettoest
I
thing
just
because
didn't want to start side eyeing you
the
because
ghettoest thing because the voice of like the voices are so I'm so sorry. Oh God, the AI voices are so ghetto. But I mean, like, I have a very, very tight schedule. I'm not just going to be lying down or sitting down and reading a book. Like, I have so many things I'm doing. So it has to be like an audio book. So
Fair.
yeah, that's my rant on audiobooks. But yeah, I'm not really a fan of books being turned into movies. I just prefer to read a book. Like, I would much
Don't
rather
worry,
read
I'll turn you into a
a
fan.
book for 8 hours, like listen to an audiobook for 8 to 10 hours, than watch that same book being compressed into a 1 hour, 2 hour movie. No, give me the book. I
Yeah.
prefer it. I prefer it. So yeah,
Fair. Now
that's
moving
it.
on to this week's film.
Gang, gang. Can tell about the
It
movie.
is called A Bloom Syndrome.
I like the name of the movie, and I was wondering
Oh, I
why they
love the name.
titled
It's
it
so
that.
cute.
Why? Why is the name that? I
They said her
couldn't.
birthday was in June now. She was supposed to be turning 18 in June. So I just figured it has something to do with the fact that, she was going to bloom
Oh,
as a human being and become an
that's
adult. And like
cute.
everything was leading up to the fact that she's supposed to be going to see. Okay, this is my first problem, and this is just a general, I'm going to use it as a rant, it's a general thing. Why or why in Hollywood movies do we take institutions and places that have names and then use fake names for things? Say you wanted to go to university in Lagos and then they made up a fake university. They didn't need to make up a university. Pick any of the universities in the South and say she's going there. Like, no
Don't
one,
want
it
to give
doesn't
free
need to be one of those
publicity.
things. I don't understand free publicity. Everybody already knows where all these places are. Like, no one really cares.
So, I mean, I get it, and
That
I
hurts
agree
me.
with you,
No,
and
but
I
they
get
also
them
do it
as
for
well.
like,
And I feel like.
I get them for for institutions, not for government entities. Because if you think about it, for governmental stuff, and I understand for political parties, not using political parties because you don't want to get sued. But for like established entities that are like, so like NDLEA, for instance, or like EFCC, why are you changing the name? Like, what does, and I feel like I need to find out from like a copyright lawyer or like an entertainment lawyer or something if there's like a repercussion for doing that, and that's why they do it. But it really annoys me because when have you ever watched a film that is US, UK, whatever, Hollywood based, where they won't say CIA, FBI, Interpol, like they will say the
Or
name
even
of
like
the
if they
original
want to go to
entity? Like, why are we
university,
changing the names of everything when they already
yeah.
exist?
Even if they want to go to university, they will say like the
They'll
name of
just
the
say the university's name.
university,
Who
yeah.
cares?
But I think the
Yeah,
thing
you'll
is,
hear, oh, I got into Stanford, I got into Harvard, da-da-da-da.
no, because our community is quite different. We're quite like our co like we're different people. I kind of get why they would do that, because you don't want to say one
We
particular.
are.
We don't want to say one particular like school. Like, see now how, like, literally on this podcast, both of us do not want to say the name of our universities. Why is that?
Yeah, but that's because we went there and we're not trying to be the ones to be the people. Like, if, well, here's the thing, I have nothing good to say about that place. I'm not then going to say the name and then possibly get sued. Yeah, I'm not using the name of the school in a long-term, what's it called? This situation was literally just, I applied to go to university without your knowledge. I got in, this is where I actually want to go. Bear in mind, they said University of London.
Yeah, but that's different. Let me tell you why. When it comes to
Why?
universities, let me tell you, when it comes to universities in the US or in the UK
Which
or
is
in the
also University College
West,
London, but that's a different thing.
let me explain something. Let me see. Let me explain it, right? When it comes to universities in the West, you can't associate a university with a person. You can't say, oh, this person. But with universities in Nigeria, Commonwealth University, Oyedepo, Bell's University, I'm sure you know the owner. This person, you know the owner.
I
This person,
don't.
this person. You might not know the owner, but there's a person that's associated with that university,
Yeah,
right?
but what does that have
So
to do with somebody saying she got admission to the universities? Like, my
wait,
point
the
is, this university
ambiguity,
thing was for
wait.
like a 5 second of the film.
No, even mentioning, I'm not agreeing. See, I understand what you're saying 100%, but I also
Yeah.
understand where they're coming from, because there's an ambiguity when you just say University of London. There's an ambiguity when you say, oh, I'm going to U of H, I'm going to, university. Like, there's an ambiguity. Like, it's just an institution. But when you say
Yeah.
Babcock, or when you say a Covenant, there's a person behind that institution that's very much accessible to you. Right? It's like, call like you just don't want any drama. Like, I understand you 100%, but then I get, like, I wasn't mad at it. And I like the name they came up with. It was a nice name.
Bill.
Yeah, Bell
Because
University.
they said Bill, and I literally went to Google. I was like, Bill University, Nigeria. Because
Yeah.
what? Where is that? is that? And
Yeah,
then I
because
realized, oh, they made it up. And I was like,
I didn't even I knew it was a fake university.
because I heard Bill, and I heard Bills.
Yeah, no.
I first thought I heard Bills.
And also because like if they even say, I wish they had said something like if they say University of Lagos, it's happening better. The fact that it was
Yeah,
like
because that's what you mean, like nobody cares.
exactly, nobody cares because there's no one person associated to UNILAG. But you saw this private university,
Yeah.
did that associated to a person or to a church? And you don't want the church to come and be
Yeah.
like, hey, we don't want you to use our university in your movies or whatever. Like they can
True.
actually do that. So if they had just said UNILAG, it would have made more sense to me. But I guess they didn't want her to go to, they didn't want her to say she was going to a public university. Maybe they didn't want it to, maybe they
Yeah.
didn't want to
If you think
add.
about it, her dad wouldn't say yes to that
Exactly.
anyway.
That exactly. So maybe that's why they decided to go for a private university that was in Lagos, but they didn't want to use an actual private university. I wasn't mad at it. I was just
Yeah.
like, okay.
I think for me, I was mad at it because it's the running thing that I've been mad at for a very long time, and it annoys me. And this one, it
Yeah,
was
but
right in
like
my
they do
face,
it
and I
for
was like, yo.
everything. They do it for everything. Like
Yes,
even
and I
when they
complain about it
do,
every single time.
yeah, even when they do like police movies and stuff,
Exactly. They will never, like,
they always make up something
that's why
weird
I
and
need to talk to a
random.
lawyer. I really need to talk to a lawyer about this because I feel like there has to be a proper reason that I'm missing, where if they do it, they might get sued or something. Because if, don't, like, I understand the private university one now based on your explanation, but like for everything else, it doesn't make sense to me. Moving swiftly along,
Yeah.
the synopsis for
Synopsis.
this week's film.
Synopsis.
Yeah, that's synopsis. Right. The death of a beloved mother and wife left them alone in careful isolation, and their love for each other grew to fill the void she left. But
That's
now
it.
his daughter is growing up and setting her eyes on the world beyond their safe, protected life. A wider world, an education, romance, all those opportunities, all those temptations.
That doesn't make
I
any
am
sense
reading
to
it
me.
directly off Amazon.
Yeah,
I
I'm
am
looking at
aware.
it too.
I am
Because
also
it's the
confused.
first time I'm hearing it and the first time I'm reading it.
I didn't look at it either.
And I
We need to
chose
stop doing that.
I was intentional because this is what happened. I kept on seeing the death of, like when someone wanted to resume the movie, I'll see the death of, but then I won't read the remaining. And now that I'm reading it, like, is that really what the synopsis
I
should
mean,
be?
yes, it's what happened, Sha.
But
But
it's not even correct grammatically. Because it said the death of
it's a lot
a
of things.
beloved wife and mother left them alone in careful isolation and the, like, I don't know. Well, English is not my first
It
language,
was,
so
it's just,
no. I've said it
I mean,
before on
I don't
this
know. It was
podcast
a,
that English is not my first language, but this doesn't seem right to
guys,
me.
Kim says that all the time, but now let me make people laugh. Ask it to know how
Grammatically.
well she can speak what she's claiming is her first language and how well she can speak this one. That's all I'm going to say about that, Sha. Because, oh, what language, oh, what language?
The
This is
death
what
of
you
it.
put the word.
Anyway, I'm not going to dwell too much on this
We don't need
synopsis.
to harp on this. I see your point though.
But
Anyway,
yeah.
what are your goods?
What are
General
my
thoughts on the film first,
good?
actually. General thoughts first, before we
Oh,
get into the good.
like a one word.
Yeah, like if you had to one word it.
I'll say it was nice. Like, I didn't
I
hate
think I
it
would say different.
and I didn't love it. I was
Yeah,
just
my
like,
word was is definitely different. But I was like, okay, this is interesting because I'm not. It's not something that you would find normally. I liked it. I really did like it. But it was very different from a typical Nollywood romance, I guess. I don't even know if it can be classed as a romance because I feel like it was more a coming of age story than anything else. But then even that, I feel like is sort of putting it in a box that it. It's a weird one to like say this is what it was.
yeah, I
Hence
get you.
difference. Because it was a good film. It's just I don't know where I would
You
place
don't know
it
where to place
specifically.
it. Yeah.
Because obviously Umbrella Wife is definitely a drama, but what kind of drama? Don't ask me.
For me, you know how like I usually go about like I go into this like reviews with how I felt and how the movie made me feel
No.
and how I just generally enjoyed it as a viewer. And I just
Yeah.
it made me very, I don't know, I just felt weird watching it, like not in a bad way, just in a confused way. Like I had so many questions.
Yeah.
I kept reminding myself throughout the course of this movie that this girl is just about to get into university. Like I didn't even
And
know
she's
her
17.
age
She was
until
17 because she was supposed to turn 18 in
then.
June,
Yeah,
allegedly.
they said her age. I don't know if they said her age in the beginning, but I didn't know anything about her age throughout the middle until the end when her dad was like, "Oh, you're
Yeah.
just 18," or "You're just about to be 18," whatever. I should know she said something about 18. But even still, I just kept on reminding myself like, okay, she's about to get into uni. How old was I when I was about to get
Yeah.
into uni? But also like, one, the relationship with her dad was, I won't say it was weird, but it was just, I guess they kind of explained at the end because he was like, he just always wanted to be there for her. I just felt like
Oh no, you know the
he was
funniest thing? I
faking.
understood the relationship with her dad, but then I think it's because so when you are raised by a single parent, your relationship with whatever parent it is very different from a typical parent-child relationship. So for me, watching that relationship, I wasn't fazed or shocked in any way, shape, or form by it. It seemed there's two versions of single dad relationship. You guys are either really, really close, or it was a I will throw money and futures at you because I need to work, so I don't have time to be there for you. He obviously took one approach over the other.
I mean, like at the end of the movie, I wasn't mad at it because they kind of explained it. And not like it was weird for me. I won't say it was weird. I just felt it was very different. And different in
Yeah.
the sense that it just didn't seem real to me. I'm not saying that
But I
children don't
think
have
that's
that
more the chemistry
relationships.
between the actors, though.
Well, I'm not saying that children don't have that those relationships with their dads. Like, for
Yeah.
example. For example, like what just made me like, okay, so I mean, I think, okay, it boils down to being like maybe an individual's approach to things. Because let me give you an
Yeah.
example now. Some things that there's some things that they did in the movie that I can see, okay, that makes sense. It's like, it's not like it makes sense, but it's possible. Like, I can see it,
Yeah.
right? But there's some things that are just like, okay, so your daughter snuck out of the house, and every day you're bringing her lunch to her door. You're knocking on the door, she's not open for you.
Yeah,
You're not
it
bringing the
was
lunch.
giving like
It
there was a
just
very
felt
big
weird. Like my,
westernized version of being a Nigerian
there's no
parent.
African dad that's going to be bringing you lunch every day. Like yes,
If you like
I
doing
get the
it.
closeness. Like I'm not talking about the closeness. It's just some actions that he was performing that was like.
Yeah. No, I get your point. Like there
It
were certain, like even
was.
the way he turned on the lights to catch her coming back into the house, and then he just said, "You're grounded, go to your room." Like it was a very, very Western version of a
Exactly.
response to your child sneaking out and lying to you. There were
Exactly.
certain things that in that regard I will agree with you. It was very much not Nigerian, but
Because let me tell you, my dad. Okay, so my dad had never caught me sneaking out of the house, and my dad listens to his podcast, so I've never snuck out of the house before. But I remember one time when my dad caught me, like, so this is what used to happen, right? My friends used to come over when my friends have left the house. And it wasn't necessarily like they were coming over to do anything bad. But they would just come over in multitudes. I don't know why my house was just the house that everybody was coming to. And they would be like, I'm not even exaggerating. There could be like 12 people at a time, 20 people at a time. And I don't know half of them. They would just come.
Can you just imagine?
So
You were
I
allowing your
come.
friends bring their friends.
Exactly. They'll bring their friends. They'll just come.
Your house was Hotel
And
California.
I blame my parents because My parents preferred my
What do you
friends
mean
to
you
come
blame
to
your
the
parents?
house. They prefer my friends to come to the house than for me to go to their house. So if I want to go to my friend's house, they say, oh, let them come. So I just kept on telling people, oh, you can come to my house. And my parents, they didn't mind. But you see, it started getting excessive because what are 20 people doing in my house at the same time? And obviously, I'm not telling my parents, right? So they will come, somebody will bring speaker, somebody will bring pizza, somebody will bring chicken wings. It turned into a party. Cool,
At
no
least they
problem.
were nice enough to bring food.
So when my dad found out, this is how he found out. My neighbor told him that, are you always having party in your household? So my dad found out. My dad did not just like, on the lamp one day and be like, hey, I've caught all of you. No, this is what my dad did. The day I had, because what happens is I know their schedule, and the best day that the days my friend used to come over was on Wednesdays, because after work, my parents wouldn't come back home. They'll go to church for midweek service. So we
Yeah,
had
because they're
the
going to
love
church.
time. So Wednesday was our day. So that day, my dad now
So say
decided.
that you were the one that was being passive.
My dad now decided that he wasn't going to go to work early. So my friends usually get, because my dad would go to work very early in the morning. So my friends would get to my house, like, let's say 12-ish, and then they would stay till like 8. Or let's say 1 and stay till like 9 or whatever. Then like we shared the whole day and it was cool. This day, my friends have already texted me that they're on their way. I was upstairs in my room, getting ready. And usually when my parents leave the house, I don't really hear them because the house
Yeah,
is,
because your room is upstairs and it's
my
out
room is
of view.
upstairs. So I was expecting to come downstairs to an empty house, only for me to come downstairs. My dad was in the kitchen making breakfast. I was not looking at him that my friends have already texted me that they're on their way. Oh, hey, when will this man leave the house? So I was just, trying to,
You can't ask him.
I was telling, I said, you're not going to work today. He said, do you remember? I said, oh, is today a party day? I said, eh?
So
I don't
forever be one of my
understand.
favorite uncles because the way you ask.
I said, I don't understand. He said, oh, you're not doing party
Is today
today?
a party
Your
day?
friends are not coming. I said, I don't understand. I don't know what you mean. And like, I just felt like his own like interpretation of discipline was just kind of weird. Like, you bringing food every day and then knocking and then she's ignoring you. Eh? What kind of ignoring is that? Like, it was just weird to me. But like other things were cool. Like, I liked seeing them watching movies together.
Yeah, that was really nice.
I like seeing them playing chess. Like, even, oh my God, like seeing them playing chess brought back memories for me, because my dad used to play chess as well.
Me and my uncles played chess together. It was always much fun.
Yeah, like I've been playing chess for a very long time in my life. My dad has
Ciao.
played chess
Way
for
too
a
long.
long time as well. Yeah. I was
Yeah, I have I played in recent
I
time?
was secretary of the Jet Club in primary school. Don't ask me what
Wow,
my job
yeah, showing
was.
your nerdiness, my dear.
Don't ask me what my job was. I wanted to be vice president, but one girl beat me to it. They not compensated me and gave me secretary. I don't even know what my job was. I think my job was take attendance or something like that for anybody that came.
I mean, that sounds like what the secretary does. Oh, you know another thing I really liked. So, there were the scenes where and everywhere on the phone. Listening at night. I love that little montage of it, like the split screen and the back and forth. It was really cute.
It was giving
This one
midnight
was very
call.
wholesome.
It was giving
It really was. It was
midnight
given.
midnight call.
Oh God. The number of times I
MTA
didn't sleep because of that stupid thing.
MTA midnight call.
You now stay awake from midnight to 4 a.m.
And then you not sleep
and you
off
have
on the
school in
phone.
the morning.
You not sleep off on the
So
phone.
the worst part is you have school in the
When
morning.
I get to school, you'll not be gisting everybody about the midnight call. Remember that time when you can add like 10 people on the call? Everybody will not be
Yes,
joining
you could conference. Everybody now be
conference
adding.
call.
It will now be you and your boyfriend, and then your boyfriend and his friend.
Oh my
Friend
God.
that. It was
That's what it was giving. It was cute. I like seeing them like falling asleep on the call. Like, it was very
really cute.
relatable. Yeah. I like
It was
that. I
adorable. I
liked
enjoyed
that.
it.
I like the actress. I like the
She
actress.
was really sweet.
Yeah, she was very sweet.
Like overall, I feel like this film was very wholesome. My only thing was I feel like the chemistry between everyone in the cast could have been developed a little bit more. Like if there were some instances where like just like between her and Ebby, I was like,
No,
like
but do you know what
it
I feel?
passion.
For her and Ebby, I didn't mind it because one, I assume she's younger than him by at least
She
2 years
is, yeah.
because he said it was in 200
Two, maybe three, yeah.
level. And
200.
yeah, he said he was in 200 level. And first of all, I was like, Oga, do not send any 100 level girl your school to talk to. It's secondary school girl that you're looking
He
at.
just moved to a new station now.
Shame
Yes,
on
and she's
you.
going to 100 level, so don't think
Whatever.
about it.
Whatever. But I just Oga, come on. But anyway, Sha. I just felt like, yeah, she was I liked her awkwardness. It was kind of
I
cute.
loved it. She was so cute. And it made sense that she was awkward because baby girl don't go nowhere. She
Yeah.
was quote she was not
Yeah.
even quote unquote. She was fully an omogat inside.
Yeah. Like you said, right?
Yeah.
I didn't mind her awkwardness at all, even like when she was talking to him, because a lot of like she's just finishing from secondary school. She's been inside all
Yeah.
her life. Like I didn't mind that. I liked her. I liked him too, to an extent. To a very large extent, actually. I feel like the only thing that's kind of made me a bit reserved about him, I actually don't have anything in particular that I didn't like about this guy. Like he was just okay for me, especially for like a young guy
Oh
that's
no, I
like
didn't
in
mind all the
200
actors as
level.
individuals. I think it was just the chemistry that was a bit, I wasn't fully sold on it for all of them, if that makes
Like they
sense.
didn't gel
But I
properly.
didn't mind anyone. Yeah, exactly. I didn't mind anyone in the cast. Like the entire cast, I quite enjoyed seeing them. It was just I wasn't too sold on the combinations.
Well, I don't really know. The movie, okay, so the movie wasn't bad, first of all, but it wasn't just the it wasn't exciting. I guess that's the word. It wasn't just exciting. It was just like, okay. It was just okay. Like that was literally like I was watching, I was just like, okay. It wasn't cute. Like I'm not trying to even compare movies, but you know how I said like when I was watching Wrong Side of Love, I liked seeing them fall in love.
Yeah.
This one, I was just like, okay. Like I didn't even see how they fell in love. Like, yes, they were speaking about anime and stuff like that, and it was cute. But
Yeah.
like the guy said he loved her. She said,
I was very confused when he said it
no,
because I was
he
like,
wait,
huh?
he said he loved her. She gave him a random response and then she walked away.
I
Then
don't think she really said anything.
it was very random. And then the next time they're texting, she said, I love you. And I was like, wait, when did this happen? I don't know.
But then
So,
their parents were dating, so it was an all around weird experience in that
I mean,
regard.
like, I don't,
Because I
what I
remember he made
was,
that comment about
what if we are brother and sister? I didn't really find it that their parents were dating. I was just a bit anxious because I was like, if their parents end up, like, dating for me is just, okay, you're just dating, cool. But if they actually end up together,
But their parents
that
end
will
up
be
together,
weird.
yeah.
That would be weird. So I was a bit
Yeah.
anxious that if they end up together
They don't
and
take us down
then,
some weird hole.
yeah, that's going to be so weird. But luckily that did not happen. I don't know if I have anything else that I liked. At some point, the texting was getting very fast, and I was like trying to read it, and it was they were just moving on the screen like really quickly. But yeah, I guess that's it. I don't really have anything else to add. Do you have anything else that you
Yeah,
like?
it was. I mean, like I said, overall, I quite liked the film. I thought it was nice. I thought it was a very different watch. It was very interesting. I liked how it was done to a large extent. I think that some of the chemistry again was not the best for me. But yeah, that was pretty much it. Those were my likes for the most part, to be honest.
Okay, cool. Okay,
Do
so
you want to do
dislikes.
dislike first or do you want to do whys first?
Do I have whys? I mean, my whys and my dislikes are kind of intertwined.
Okay, cool. Let's go then.
Okay, so why? was I hearing all the mouth sounds? Like, at first, I thought it was just when they were eating, but like almost all through the
Yeah.
movie, I was saying, and like
The
anytime I was
sound mix was
talking, like
very interesting.
the smacking of their lips and then the saliva, oh my God, was just upsetting me. I was just hearing
The
it.
sound mix on the
It
film
started
was
from
like,
when she started eating the cookies that the woman brought, and but when they ate those cookies,
yeah.
oh my God, I feel like maybe just me, but I hate hearing people chew.
It's not just you.
Why did I have to hear all the? It
I
was
think
too
the sound
much.
mix on it was I wasn't the biggest fan of the sound mix just off the jump. Like it was what it was. And I'm not saying it's not the worst sound mix I've heard. It
Yeah.
wasn't that wonderful either, if that
At
makes
some
sense. The
point,
music choices as well for me were very much a choice.
you know what? That's another thing that's a why for me, but okay, let's talk about the music choice. I feel that like, so this is the this is this was my this was my I think this would probably be my biggest issue with the movie was when she was saying that, you know, she was listening to music. And then he was like, "What are you
Yeah.
listening to?" And then she gave him her AirPod, and then they were listening to music together. And then he was like, "Oh, you're listening to this person?" And then she was like, "Oh, I don't think Nigerians would listen to this person." Come to find out that the person is a Nigerian. I was like, "I would." The name was obviously not a Nigerian name. It was like two English names,
Larry something.
Larry something, Larry Ville. And I thought that was like a play on words for Johnny Drill,
Same,
but
to be honest. I really thought it was a film work for Johnny Drill. And then if by
then
that logic, Johnny Drill has Nigerian fans, so what do you mean I didn't think Nigerians would listen to this type
what?
of
But
music?
not just that, he's also Nigerian. That is the cocoa. Like I thought you were even
That's
talking about
yeah.
like giving like maybe you know I don't you know I don't listen to secular music, but I feel like maybe an artist like Lana Del Rey that maybe a lot of Nigerians are not
Yeah.
musically tuned to. That's what I thought they were trying to portray. And then when he now said, when she said, "Oh, what?" When he said, "What is your dream?" "Oh, I want to listen to Larry Ville live." And then he just gave her a ticket. I was like, "Wait, you want to take her to America?" Comes to find out that this is a Nigerian.
It's happening in the same Abuja, my dear.
Okay, now we now go to the show. This is now what upsets me because Nigerian movie makers, please, we need to do better. After you've already established that this is such an a very unique sound, unique. Sound. Why am I seeing uncle and auntie dancing in the club? I thought this was unique. I thought it was going to just be like all take crowd, maybe like 10, 15 people
Honestly,
that
I was not expecting
ten,
to.
15 people that only understand the music because like
And everybody else that's there is just there because, well, free ticket vibe.
all I'm seeing is somebody's uncle, like there was no one particular uncle was doing all some moves in the background. I was like, oh, so these are the people that you have said are listening. I was just like, no, you've already said Nigerians are listening to him, so you spot everything for me
Why are
now.
Nigerians there listening to him? No, so let me tell you what it was that annoying me with the music choices. So, you know when they were doing their little montage of them like going around together and everything? And then they played Dasimi and Johnny Joe. And I love that song. I love that song. I love that song so much.
But it
But
didn't go
the
with
context of that
the mission.
song and the context of the children that are supposed to be going out on dates.
It did not.
What do you mean you really want to spend the weekend? Weekend with who, in where?
It did not.
Like, I felt like it was a bit too mature of a song for what was supposed to be like first love for someone who is not even 18 yet, if that makes sense. Like, for teenage puppy love, you go and find some Fifth Harmony or Little Mix song or some K-pop song that's very cutesy. And in my
Or you
opinion,
just
that's what
write
you
a
use.
song
Because, like,
that's cute.
that could work too. Like, I feel like it has to be like a
Because they
more
wrote
innocent
songs.
song or something like that.
All the songs that Johnny Ville was singing, they wrote them now.
I
So
mean, are we
they could have.
assuming, or is Johnny Ville an actual artist?
No, obviously, but you know.
Are you sure? Because me, I'm about to go on Spotify. Let's find out.
Oh yeah,
Abi La
please.
Reveal, was that even one?
I'll be live with Johnny Drew, La Review.
La
Yeah.
Reveal, no.
Yeah.
She's not an actual person. You are right. It was a made-up character.
Yeah, I told you that for free.
So yeah, they could have very funny. They could have done I don't know, something
Yeah.
specialized to the film. I just felt like it was too mature a song for the people involved. That was one of my biggest ones.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if I liked The Grid. I wasn't in love with it. I didn't completely hate it. I remember feeling half and half about it. Because I think for the most part, I didn't have that many technical problems with the film. It was little things that annoyed me. Like
Yeah.
overall, it was a cute watch. It's just there were just tiny little things that I was like,
I wouldn't even say it was
why?
cute. I didn't find it cute. I just found it nice.
Yeah.
Nice in the
I think
sense
another thing I enjoyed
that
was that it was set in Abuja, not in Lagos. So that made me happy.
It didn't stress me. Nice in the sense that there were not too
Who said you
many,
didn't stress her?
yeah, because we've been stressed for a while. Nice in the sense
Actually.
that the story was nice. It wasn't like, I
Yeah.
like simple stories. Like it was just simple, it wasn't too complicated, just for people, and I think they did a good job. But at the
Yeah.
same
I
time, I
did
didn't
think
find
that it
it.
dragged a bit.
See, that's another one I'm coming to. But I like this is they had four people in the cast and some
Yeah, four
extras,
main people and then a bunch
one
of
minute, yeah.
extras.
And I think they did it well.
They did.
Now, did the
Yeah, they
movie
did.
need to
They definitely
be
did.
20 hours long? No. I don't know
No.
why I dedicated 3 years of my life to watch this movie that could have been
Can I just
done
say,
in an hour and
speaking of
15
things
minutes.
like that, am I the only person that felt like, you know, that scene where she, quote unquote, got held at gunpoint
This, we're getting there. I wanted
as
to
a consequence of, okay.
see that one
Let me let you
upsets
land.
me. But I'm not ready to even speak about that one yet, because the duration of this movie, I mean, the length of this movie was too long. It was just too long. I scared, I was just
The wrong
skipping ten
time.
seconds. 10 seconds. Because sometimes, like,
You were skipping.
don't know. It was, I guess maybe some people find it very cute when they were riding on camel. Also, thank you. Let me just ask you a question, please, because I visited Abuja. I didn't just see camel ride on the road. So she said she wanted to go
But
and
it
get
wasn't on the
sanitary
road, they were
pads.
in a park.
I know. She said she was going to buy a sanitary pad, considering the fact that her dad is so, stay at home.
Overprotective, yes.
I assume that there's a supermarket just not too far.
Down the road,
But she went
yeah.
to buy sanitary pads and she did photo shoots. And that time she said she wanted to go to the
She
park to
ended up
do.
at the park or whatever, I guess.
I just felt like
And then she ended up
in terms of
doing
time
she ended up
progression,
doing romance dates with boy.
they didn't really do a good job, because there was a point where the guy said this thing is due tomorrow, and then tomorrow came. And that was when she finally went to go and help him to do the photo shoots. And then that same
Yeah.
day, that was tomorrow, when he was talking to his mom, right, that Mira helped him out with the photo shoot, his mom said that she had been talking to Mira's dad for the past few weeks. So I was like, how did we get there? Because
No, but see, that's the thing. Because he told her about the when he first asked her about it, was the first time they met at the park, and she said no. Right? Between all of that, they've been hanging out, they've been talking all the time. Did Mira say yes? No, she didn't. He then finds someone else to do it at the concert. The deadline is the next day. The day he's going to take the picture, get home, edit it, upload it. Which, honestly, if it's one photo that you're uploading, you can do that in 24 hours. It's not a big deal. So all of that made sense. And we have seen his mom and the mom and dad hanging out a bunch of times in between. That very well
No,
could have been space of yes, we
his
had.
mom. Wait, let me
She
tell
came to
you.
drop off the
No, let me tell you. His mom and her dad didn't start hanging out when they started hanging out. His dad was not receptive to
It
the
was
mom.
shortly after though.
It wasn't shortly after. because they had
She
shown so
was.
many things. No, they had only hung out once before his mom said the thing about weeks. He had come to do
I count two
plumbing.
minimum.
No, he had come
No,
to do
actually three.
plumbing. No,
Oh
he had
yeah.
come to do plumbing. That is not hanging out. She came
And
to
not
drop
counting that one.
cookies. That's not hanging
I'm
out.
not counting that one either.
She came to his place for something. I know she came there one time like that, and then the only time I can say they hung out was when she came and he was trying to tell her to go and she wasn't getting the message. Like she was like, "Oh, Mira
I
is
don't
coming
even count
back."
that. Should I tell you what I'm counting?
Before he submitted the picture, that's what I'm saying. Not in the
Oh,
whole
no.
movie.
Yeah, before we submitted the picture.
Yeah, tell
Just
me.
now. Because submitted the picture close to the end of the film.
No,
So, they've
like in the
started playing.
middle.
Yes, it was towards the end of the film.
Yeah,
Was it?
tell
You know,
me.
it wasn't in the middle. It was
Tell
after the
me.
concert now. After the concert, she
Tell
got
me.
grounded. Anyway, they started playing chess together. Started watching movies together. And when they watched movies was the day that Mira and him went out on their very long dates that they were riding camel, they got ice cream and whatever. And she comes home and she finds them sitting down on the couch in the parlor watching a movie.
Okay, one.
And then after the second one was when he started teaching her how to play chess.
That's not the same day.
No, it wasn't the same day, it was a whole different, it was a whole different day. It wasn't
Okay.
even one the same thing. And then they
Okay.
finally went on a proper date that Mira picked his outfits. And that was the day that he came home and he found what's his name in the in her room and threw a whole hissy fit. And then they
Okay.
stopped talking.
I give it to you. But still, it just didn't feel like weeks. It didn't feel like weeks. It just felt
No,
like
I
some things
agree
had
with what you mean that
happened.
it didn't feel like weeks, but I unfortunately can't agree that it wasn't weeks because technically they filmed it as it was weeks. The progression wasn't, it needed finessing.
Yeah. So
Like just little tweaks here and there.
that I don't really have anything major that's like made me upset in the movie. It was just like, yeah, I won't even say things I did not like. It was just a lot of whys. But what I did not like was the end and the fact that she had to suffer because she decided to take a step. Au contraire, if that is how to say it, I have
Au
found,
contraire, my dear.
au contraire, I have actually found based on experience that this is when you actually step out.
What
That is
experience for this
when,
woman?
let me tell you my experience. The first time, let me tell you, my parents were teaching me how to drive for 4 years. They did not allow me enter the road. The day I decided that, yeah, this car, I will drive it to Lekki. And I did. That's when they gave me the key. One. Two. I'm dropping no before then. The first time I entered, oh God, I feel like if I say this now, I'll seem like, what did this guy call her again? Stay inside, I'll be what they call it.
Omo get inside.
Omo, get inside. In fact, let me just own it. I was an Omo, get inside. Let me just tell you now. I was very much an Omo, get inside. And I can tell you for a
Oh,
fact
I think it
that
was very obvious from the jump that you were an Omo get inside, mentally.
I was trying to finesse, but let me
Oh,
just.
happiness.
I was very much an Omo, get inside, and I can tell you for a fact this was when I started to do things that they started saying, okay, you can. I remember one time, the first time I entered bus, my mom did not allow me enter the house because you can't have my bags. I said, what is going on? But then after that day,
You've been in
she
a
was
bus.
like, after that day, she was like, Shebi, you can enter bus. So yeah, enter bus now. And then that's how I got my freedom. Because I literally came home by myself. And I was like, she was like, how did you get home? I said, I took a bus. And she was like, okay, stand there and I'll hose you down. And I was like, seriously, it's never that deep. But then afterwards, she was like, and I'll call her, oh, mommy, how am I going to get home? She'll be, can I enter bus? So yeah, enter bus.
You're not the very boss now. Why are you
No.
stressing me? Please find your way.
Exactly. So I don't find, I like, based on experience and not just mine, like just general experience and like testimonies of other Omo get inside, because we actually have an association of where we give each other advice. You have to
I live in the
actually
periphery of
have,
that situation, to be
you
honest.
have to rebel once in a while to actually get your
You
freedom.
do.
And you
And
don't
that's the
always
thing. That's
get
why I feel like that was too
consequences.
extreme
Exactly. The
for
consequence
your
was just too
actions.
extreme. Like when I entered bus, I did not die and they did not kick me out and I did not see gone. Until now, I've never seen gone. To God
Like
be the glory. So I don't understand
the
why they had to
driver,
do that.
and I know that Omolomo is, or then like she's an Omo getting started to the point of, okay, she doesn't really know, she doesn't really go anywhere and all of that. But like, it's not like she fought with the boy, though. It's her daddy that said, you are grounded and Tupacuna, everything. As a fringe member of the Omogekita Association, if I know that I'm planning on doing something hella shady that I've not done in my life before and I've made this call, at least one person will know I'm doing it. You want to know why? Because just in case of incapacity,
And
and
not
this
just
boy that
that.
is literally next door.
And not just that. I would have my phone because how are you existing in this world, walking
Her phone
around
was
to a
with
place
her
that you
now.
have never known? Did she have a phone?
It was. The guy took her phone. I remember when he sat us in the back, he said, what's your
Oh,
PIN?
that's
What's
true.
your
Yeah,
account? Is there an account? And instead of my account, I have an ATM
she's
card.
a re that's the problem. That's the problem. I think her rebellion was a bit premature because she had not yet developed the sense that she needs to be able
Extremely. She
to
didn't plan it to
rebel.
be sense.
Because there's no how, that you would have your phone and you're going to the airport. Why didn't you on your Google Maps so you can see where the guy is taking you and then you know where
Because
he's
which kind of
going?
stupid road are you on?
Because
Literally middle of nowhere dirt road, and then the car stops and you didn't tell him, oh God, no, look out of this car, better turn around.
Because
I'm not, as in you sat out and called somebody.
I can't tell you how many times I've entered that in Lagos here. Yeah? And I'm going to somewhere that I've never been before. And I'll just put on my Google Maps because obviously I don't know where you're taking me. Just common sense.
You know, let
So
me tell
yeah,
you my own horror story with Uber,
I felt
because it relates to this. So obviously I was home in December. And it was, I think this might have been the day that me and TM and another one of our friends went to, I can't remember where we went, but we were somewhere on the island. My hotel was on the mainland, so I was going back to the mainland. Now, I get in the Uber, we start going. The man first misses the turn to get onto the bridge. How you miss the turn from Palamos to get onto the bridge is giving suspicious behavior. But I was on the phone with a friend of mine, so I wasn't at first paying attention. Was when he now did that my brain clicked that, wait, where are we going? And you know me, I don't know Lagos like that.
Because you've never lived in
So
Lagos
we're
like
going,
very
and
long
he's,
in your adult life.
and when I lived in Lagos, I was so tiny. Like it
Exactly.
was not a thing that really factored into my brain. So he did it, and I'm like, are we? He's like, oh, sorry, I missed the turn. And I'm like, ah, I missed the turn. Anyway, we got off the bridge. Please tell me why this man took, I was going to say that this man took me through mile 12.
God forbid.
And almost missed the turn like four different times. Almost killed me at one point because I was supposed to turn up to a service lane to get back right to get to Ikeja. Now I was going straight, realized he had missed it, now reversed into the service lane. And
God
no, he turned into it, he didn't even reverse.
forbid.
He turned into it,
God
sorry, he did
forbid.
not reverse, turned into it, I wanted to rob mad. And at
God
this point,
forbid.
like five different people had my live location, and I was on the phone with somebody that I put your speaker and he could hear the person being like, let me know where you get, like, because he
God
should have
forbid.
turned the car, and you know, he turned the car and it was straight facing like this, like we were parallel onto the road. I could see the car coming behind us. And I swear to God, if that driver had been driving a little faster, it would have ended in tears. And I remember we got to the hotel, and then he told me the price, and it wasn't what was what I had been, what's it called, I had been shown before. And that was when it clicked in my head that this guy is actually an ass, because what he wanted was to just chop my money.
I've actually experienced something
It was,
similar.
no.
I've experienced something similar. And trust me, like, just have your Google Maps on. Like, it's really
Do
that
you understand?
simple.
But
If you
even
don't know
step
where
away
you're
from
going.
that, you are leaving the house in your wonderful plan of, I am going to, I have, I'm tired of this man, I'm done with his nonsense, I'm going. And you went by yourself. You don't know where you're going, really. You know you're going to the airport, sir, but you're going by yourself. You are also under 18, and you don't think in the back of your mind that they might not sell you that plane ticket. I know you're over 16, so obviously. Also, this girl carrying her passport, we don't know, because you can't travel without ID. Maybe she had an NIN on her, who knows? But like, you need some form of ID to get on a plane. Are you sure you don't want somebody to go with you? They are like literally the next house over is next door. You're not going far.
Like, I
You
agree
don't
with
have butter
you
by
from the
you
very
go
first point.
across.
Just tell somebody where you're going. It's literally like, I just felt like her her rebellion was a bit premature, but also she didn't deserve that punishment. I beg, that was too much.
Yeah, like was a bit much.
That was too much.
All she did, the only thing she did was decide that she's tired of dealing with her daddy's nonsense. And the repercussion for that is now she's going to get held at gunpoint. Come on.
And honestly, they stole
It's
money
not
from her
fair.
dad's card. But like, we never got him reacting to that at all. He never said anything
We
about that.
did. Well, okay, we got his reaction to seeing it.
To seeing it, yeah, but he never even addressed it or said anything to her. He just
Yeah, he
took
didn't
all
say
the
anything to
responsibility. Well, African parents will not take all that responsibility.
her.
Do you know how much I've lost?
We
Why?
talk insult
Because you
to
want
her.
to go and kiss a boy or you want to go to university in Lagos? Is it that deep? It's never that deep.
My dear. In fact, that's when you end up not going to that university in Lagos because something must be wrong with
Exactly.
you.
And you pay me back all the money. I don't know.
Like, that's when it will turn into you will see that university online that you don't want to do, you're doing it. That's your
Exactly.
punishment. Because it's
Yeah.
like, it was the lack of repercussions for it. Like, because if you want to say, oh, the
Exactly.
repercussion was that she got terrified out of her life,
No, that is
who
not
sent her?
it. You know how, like, when you were younger, let's say you injure yourself and your mom will beat you. The injury is
Yeah.
not the repercussion. As a parent, because I used to think then that, oh, I've injured myself, why are you beating me on top of this? No.
Because you went to go and do what nobody
You
sent
need
you
the
to do.
beating. Exactly. You need the beating so that you know that, you know. Because next, like, I just feel like that fosters bad behavior even more if you think about
Yeah.
it. Because next time, if you do something bad, you're just going to injure yourself and say, oh, I've already injured myself, so you can't discipline me. That doesn't make any sense. Don't do that next time. If you fall down, I'll beat you.
Like, it's just, I think, like, and we said this before, it's just one of those things where, like, in, I guess, when it was written, the Nigerianism of a parent-child relation dynamic wasn't established.
Yeah.
Because, yes, they live in Abuja, but, like, at the end of the day, whether you're a parent in Abuja, you're a parent in Lagos, Port Harcourt, Kaduna, wherever it is in Nigeria you live, you are still a Nigerian parent. Even if you live outside the Nigerian concept, you're still a Nigerian parent. And there's not a Nigerian parent alive.
Yeah.
I am sorry. Even my family
Even
members who
me
are
that
very, very Western.
even me that I've only been a parent and I'm
I don't.
gentillennial.
What are, was there, what did they call us?
Millennial.
I don't know. Watch out something.
I
Watch
will
out, born
still
in the
beat
90s.
you. Me, I will still beat you.
My
Eh?
life.
Hey, look at you.
See, it's, you know, I don't have anything, but I have
So.
many honorary nieces and nephews, and alone I'll beat you.
Oh my God. I just did not
Have you
I
did
didn't I
A?
just
Have
did
you
not
did A the inside your
agree.
body?
I just did not agree with that. Like, that did not make sense to me. I'm sorry.
I didn't particularly like it. I just was like, this is a choice, but
And
okay.
also another thing
But
I did
overall,
not
I liked it
like,
though.
another thing I did not like, and I feel like a lot of people might not agree with this, but it also comes down to like them trying to be so Western. I don't like the fact that the parents gave up their relationship for the children. I was so irritated by it. I
But
was
did they
like,
give it up for the children, or did they give it up because they weren't compatible? Because I was confused about
nope,
that.
remember he said that he wants her to
If you
come
have
home.
another reason to come
There's another
home.
reason to
Oh,
come home. I was so
yeah.
irritated. I was like, what does she know? Like,
That was annoying.
this is literally someone that's just about to go into university. I'm not saying that you can't
Somebody
fall
that's
in
going to get to
love.
invest and find a new boyfriend.
Do you understand? Like, let her have as many options as she wants. Let her be able to explore. Don't make her seem like, now, okay, so what if
Box
they
her
don't work
in.
out? What if she and the guy break up or something? Like, you've given her, like, you've made the expectation so high that, okay, now that we were not dating, you people can now date. Make sure you don't mess it up. You must date. Like, it just didn't give what they thought they were trying to give. It was just like, I was rooting for the kids, but at the same time, I
Yeah.
just wish the parents did not give up their relationship. But at the same time, if they didn't give up their relationship, it would have been awkward because the kids were already falling in love. So I don't even know what would a
And
better
technically, the
outcome.
kids started falling in love first, so
I don't
it's
even know what a better outcome would have been. I just felt like it didn't make sense for the parents to give up their relationship for the kids. I just don't agree with that at all. At all. Like,
well, for sure, I didn't really like that.
no.
Like, it just felt like It was a weird thing where, okay, you wanted to give this thing really, really high stakes and like make her have this traumatic experience that's supposed to teach her, I guess, to be more careful and more cautious and whatever mission, I guess, accomplished. What are now the repercussions for what she's done? Her father lost a ton of money. He lost her phone. I'm assuming he bought her a new one because she's going to university. Let's say she lost her laptop because they took the entire bag. So you have to buy her new clothes, have to buy her a new laptop, have to buy her a new phone. Instantly have to be next to go to get her boyfriend.
And you don't get anything.
Okay.
You don't get
Like
anything.
it was just it was a very I think it was a very weird trying to, I guess, happily ever after. I don't know what the goal was with that, but I didn't particularly like it.
I didn't either. And this is me that was rooting for the kids to get together, but
For the
even
children to get
still,
together.
but even still, I still didn't like the way they got together. It just felt weird. It just feels
Yeah,
weird to
it
me.
was. I don't know. I feel like there were ways to
Considering
not
the
have it be
fact
that.
that, considering the fact that the dad had this whole speech about how he will always love her mom, like you can tell that, like even just thinking about a single father, being a single father for how many years? Come on.
Yeah,
Come
for 11
on.
years.
Come on. Pity your dad. Pity him. It's like, do you know, it's not easy, oh. It's very difficult to just be by yourself. Okay, yes, you have a daughter, but your daughter is not your wife.
Yeah.
It's that those are two different relationships. So I just felt weird about it, even though I still did not want the man and the woman to get together because it was awkward. I just don't know what a better
Yeah, it was
solution would
very
have
weird.
been. I just don't know what I can't write it better. Don't ask me, but it could have just been better.
I'm not a writer, so I just think
Exactly.
it was an interesting choice.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I
But
think
yeah, I
that
think
is it.
that was, I mean, it wasn't, I would recommend the movie for sure. I would just say, match
Yeah.
your expectations accordingly because it's not a bad film. It's just there's a lot about it that, as a Nigerian, you would be confused by. That's it. But it was nice. It was cute.
Yeah. I watched a very interesting story on YouTube this week, and I don't know if to put it on my YouTube recommendations. Only because it made me feel some type of way, and not in a bad way, not in a good way. And let me tell you what, the story was totally different from anything I have seen people do in a very long time. I feel like we used to do this sort of stories like in the olden days, but let me tell you what it was. It's basically just like a parent and daughter relationship. So it's a family, wife, husband, two daughters. And there's obviously a preference. So the parents obviously prefer one daughter over the other one. We used to do
Oh,
this
love it.
in the olden days. And this type of movies in the olden days. And obviously they just preferred this daughter over the other one. And, I liked how the relationship was portrayed because the sisters, like the one that was preferred, was not hostile to the other one. Like her dad would like, so let's say the one that's preferred is Sister A. So Sister A will get money from and go and like share with her sister, even though daddy will never give Sister B money type of thing. But the problem
That's
was,
nice.
yeah, but the problem was Sister B was very resentful and ended up like hurting her sister. It was a very interesting watch. I guess I'm going to recommend it because I'm already talking about it, but it was Kadri. Was it with Kadri? Let me confirm if it was with Kadri, but I think it was with Kadri. With Kadri has a way of writing stories that I really enjoy, to be honest. Like she does a good job. Yes, it was with Kadri. And the only thing I'm going to say about this with about with Kadri's movies is there's one man that she's always using. I guess that guy, I'm guessing, no, don't quote me, but I'm guessing that guy's on salary because he's in all her movies, every movie. And this guy is not a good actor. I don't know if it's affordable labor, I don't want to use the word cheap, but please,
No.
please get better actors. I beg of you. Because that movie was good, but that guy just kept on annoying me with his acting. He played the dad, and he was the only, like, he was
Yeah.
the major problem I had with that movie. Everybody else was okay. But the way this guy was just, nah. Anyway, I'm going to, like, he was one of the reasons why I did not want to recommend the movie, because I didn't want anyone to be looking at me sideways. But I'm going to recommend it because I like the story. It was interesting, it was
Yeah.
different. There was a bit of romance there, but the romance was not the cocoa of
The cocoa of
the
Europe.
story. Yeah, it's not the cocoa of the oil exactly.
Not that.
And the name of the movie, let me say the name of the movie. I'm going to add it to our YouTube Nollywood playlist. It's Heart of Mine. And yeah, the sisters are really pretty girls too. Very, very pretty girls.
That's
And
nice.
the casting made sense. Not like that other one that you might is Shapibelu's son. That does not make sense.
Done.
But the two daughters actually look like the person that played their mom. And I don't know if the two girls are actually sisters in real life because they look very much alike. Well done on the
That's cute.
casting for that purpose. But that man, please, Ruth Kadri, I beg you, please change. Or
On
just,
theme again.
I'm tired. That man. Hey, what has he not acted? He has acted old man, dying father, playboy, boyfriend. He has acted every Ruth Kadri movie. He must be there. I'm sorry, please. We need to stop. But yeah, I guess that is it. We've
That's
done
us done for the
YouTube,
week.
Nollywood recommendations, and. Yeah, that is it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Don't forget to give us 5 stars on
Like, comment.
all the platforms, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Please participate in the
Only five,
Spotify.
please. Anything else? No, thank you.
Please keep it in your pockets.
DM us and tell us that one, but just don't put it on the app. Thank you very
Yes,
much.
please DM us. Please participate in the Spotify Q&A and in the poll as well. We do a poll on Spotify and on
And
Twitter.
on Twitter.
Please share with your friends, your not-so-friendly friends, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your uncles, your aunties, your sisters, your brothers, your mommy, your daddies, your enemies, your pastors,
Everybody, everybody.
everybody. Please share. And
I love how
also
we add a
follow
new one
us.
every single time.
Anyone I remember, I just put it. Follow us on
Linktree.
all our social media platforms. The link is in our link tree, and that link is in the show notes in the description of the show. So, thank
In
you
the
guys
little
once
notey
again for
notes.
watching, for listening to this episode. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye bye.
Bye.